News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday visit with Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department and some personnel things. Wanted to also use, like you said, a shout out. We have a retirement and a promotion to talk about.
Yes, we do. Last week, we promoted Detective Lance Matthews to sergeant. He has been with the department for 14 years. He started in 99 on patrol and then moved to our criminal investigation division in 2003. In the last 5 years, he's been investigating all the worst crimes in our city, such as murder and robbery, and on our major crimes unit. And so last week, he was promoted to sergeant, and he will be assigned to patrol in his new assignment. And then this week, we are losing one of our reserve lieutenant, Jim Stewart. He's been with us for 20 years. Now, I don't know if everybody knows exactly what a reserve is, but what they do is they work for us part-time on a voluntary basis. They don't get paid. So he's been with us for 20 years on a voluntary basis. He started in 1993, and he promoted to lieutenant in the year 2000. He was also the recipient of our Reserve Officer of the Year Award twice in 1999 and 2006. So we wish him luck. He has taken a job as Chief Deputy for Sheriff Chris Kirk at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office.
Visiting with Kelly McKeithen and the Bryan Police Department, we've talked about promotion. We've talked about a retirement. That means there are positions open. And how does one go about looking into a job at Bryan PD?
Yes, we are currently accepting applications for the position of police officer. So if anyone is interested, they can go to a website, www.bryantxjobs.com, search the positions available for police officer, and they can download that application, fill it out. The deadline is March 13th. And then at that point, what will happen is they have to download a very detailed packet of information that they have to fill out and bring to them when they take the written test, or it's actually a Scantron test, on March 23rd at 8 a.m. at Blinn. And if they want more information about the requirements for the job or salaries, stuff like that, they can go to another website, which is www.bryanpdrecruiting.com.
And I'll have those websites posted with this interview at WTAW.com. One more subject to bring up from a couple of traffic stops last weekend while police were investigating a traffic accident on the freeway. There were a couple of motorists who decided not to heed officer instructions.
Sometimes when we have a major accident on the highway, we have to divert traffic onto the feeder roads. And Saturday morning around 1 o'clock, that's what was going on. And two people decided to go around that officer and disobey the fact that, you know, they were being diverted off the roadway, and they were stopped shortly thereafter, and both were found to be intoxicated.
And it doesn't matter whether one's under the influence or not.
No, it does not.
The principle is still do what the officers ask you to do.
Correct. Even if they had not been intoxicated, they would have received a citation for disregarding that officer's instructions.
Which brings up maybe something in a broader context. When officers have somebody pulled over as well as an accident site, whenever those lights are flashing, and particularly on the freeway, remind us of the state law. If you're stuck in the driving lane, and then what you have to do when you're in the passing lane.
If you see an officer has someone pulled over on the side of the road, by law you are to move over to the opposite lane. And if that is not possible, you are to slow down. I believe it's 20 miles below the speed limit.
And a reminder of traffic enforcement locations.
This week's enforcement spots are the 3200 block of Clark's Lane, which is near Tabor Road. I believe that's 30 miles per hour there. And then we have the 4100 block of South Texas Avenue, which is 40 miles, kind of near Inwood and Rosemary.
All right, very good. Our update this week from Kelly McKeithen at the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.